This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York with a look at the smartphone gaming business and how Nintendo struggles with what to do with it. It appears that smartphone game makers that work with Nintendo are finding it tough to make a lot of money. What it all means for the next time Mario graces your smartphone after these tech headlines. Qualcomm says that U.S. national security could be undermined by a Federal Trade Commission case. The case is challenging the patent royalty fees it charges for smartphones, and it's getting an assist from some federal officials. Reps from the Departments of Defense and Energy have had meetings with FTC commissioners in recent weeks to encourage a settlement of the lawsuit. The officials support Qualcomm's contention that the financial loss from a court defeat in the FTC's case would cripple the chipmaker's ability to compete with China's Huawei. In the battle to develop future 5G networks, the competition is stiff. The Defense and Energy Departments didn't confirm meetings with the FTC, but in a statement to the Wall Street Journal, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan called secure 5G networks, quote, vital to the security and prosperity of the United States, end quote. An Uber partner picks up $1.5 billion from SoftBank. The Southeast Asia ride-hailing company Grab has raised a total of $4.5 billion in its latest funding round, which it will use to fuel its expansion beyond transportation services. The SoftBank investment is through the conglomerate's Vision Fund, which has stakes in some of the world's most valuable tech companies. It values Grab at around $14 billion. That's up from around $11 billion last year. That makes Grab one of the region's most valuable startups. And the Journal reports that Snap paid settlements to at least three female employees last year who were let go in layoffs that they alleged disproportionately targeted women. The layoffs came months after an engineer at the company raised concerns in an email to colleagues about what she said was a sexist culture. While Snap has recently launched initiatives to support and promote female employees, the tech industry as a whole has struggled to boost the number of women employees and to shed the perception that it fosters a so-called bro-ish culture fueled by alcohol. Across the industry, women make up about 30% of employees at Silicon Valley tech firms. That's according to a report by the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Coming up, if you are a smartphone gamer, why Nintendo doesn't want you to spend too much. Investors praised Nintendo when the company entered the smartphone market. However, some have possibly been baffled by its modest goal for the business. And as the Journal looks into the relationship between Nintendo and smartphone game makers, one sees very different approaches to brand imaging and how to keep customers playing their games. Let's get more. Joining us now in the podcast studio is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah E. Needleman. Welcome back, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So a huge source of money for these smartphone game makers are these in-game enhancements and upgrades. It's so easy to, you know, pay for something right there on your smartphone. You see the easy flow of money there. It's like butter for them to just get this easy revenue coming in. Do they have a bad rap as such?
Well, you know, video games are more prolific. You can access them on so many different devices now. And the way many of them operate is that they sell, you know, in addition to buying them, unless they're free up front, they sell virtual goods inside that are designed to enhance the experience. Or there may be an option you might buy to skip a level or get ahead in some way, shape, or form.
Lotteries, stuff like
right.
that.
And this is very common. That wasn't the case, you know, years ago, but pre-internet. And it's really ramped up in more recent years as technology has improved and made it easier for developers to quickly add new features, so add new items to buy on a daily basis. And because they're updating these or in-game stores so often, there's lots to buy, and it's very attractive, and it's very simple. It's just a click of a button, especially on a mobile phone. And so mobile gaming is actually extremely lucrative. The mobile video game industry now accounts for 45% of revenue for the total video game industry globally, according to Newzoo, which is one of the research firms that tracks it. It's actually, you know, you combine console and PC gaming, and those together come to about equal to mobile. That's how big mobile gaming is.
There you have it. So, and you look at an OG like Nintendo, it's very concerned about its brand image. It doesn't want to seem greedy. It doesn't want to look like it is just cashing in on that revenue stream. So how does it look to this smartphone gaming business and approaching it as such?
Well, first of all, Nintendo was late to the mobile phone game. They've only in recent years have been releasing games for mobile devices. Mostly they've always had a history of being a console maker and having games exclusive to their platforms. So generally, Nintendo sees this as mobile space as an opportunity to extend its brand. Many more people have mobile phones than they do have consoles. And the hope for that company and many others is that you would graduate from mobile devices to a console, such as its current Switch, which is a bigger product for the company, and that's where it has exclusives and their games. And so being on mobile devices, they have much more exposure to people than they've ever had before, and the company wants to manage its reputation in a way so that it is seen favorably. It's a very family-friendly company, has a lot of games that are meant for children, and so that's a little bit different than other companies like Sony and Microsoft, whose games are much more mature, and the many of their players are older, and so there's less concern about whether the older players are going to overspend. Children are different. They don't have the same maturity level to understand when they're hitting buy over and over that's going to mommy and daddy's credit card.
That's so interesting. So having said that, it's such a different time then. I just, like you said, it's just the internet really has changed things so much. So I guess what we can make of this is that Nintendo's approach to this is using it more as a promotional tool, less of those options prompting them to buy and more of these, hey, look how great these characters are kind of thing.
Well, that is what my colleague Takashi over in Japan has reported, and he has said that according to his sources, that is a concern for Nintendo, and it is having an impact on some of the partners that have worked with it to develop mobile games, potentially limiting their revenue potential. But according to Takashi's story, that is a concern. It is a concern for Nintendo in terms of its reputation and making sure that people don't go overboard spending inside these games. Because the way a lot of them work is it's sort of a lottery system. You spend money and you can get any number of virtual enhancements. You don't know. It's blind. So if there's a particular one you're looking for, you may be inclined, especially a young person who lacks impulse control, to spend over and over and over until they get that one particular item. And that, Takashi's reported to be the concern, making sure that young folks don't get trapped in that loop.
Older folks certainly get trapped in that loop as well, but that's another story.
But they're adults.
Exactly.
Adults have a little bit more experience, right. And so that is the issue here.
Fair enough. No, really interesting look behind the curtain at the method to the madness here. So, Sarah, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That is it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.